In North Dakota headlines today, Senator Hovind says UND's Energy and Environmental Research Centers received a federal grant. Hovind says the $11.6 million will fund research into oil recovery out in the Bakken. The state DOT says 66 projects statewide have been picked as part of a transportation infrastructure improvement plan. The DOT says $84 million will be used to fund those projects. And the state higher ed board has approved a new policy that will grant tenure to faculty at two-year colleges here in North Dakota. The vote this week was 5-3 to add tenure at the two-year schools. I'll be back with Lake Region News right after this. In Lake Region News today, the National Weather Service has issued a new lake level outlook for Devil's Lake. The agency gives 50-50 odds a lake level will rise less than half a foot this season to around 1449.6. The lake's currently at about 1449.2. The Weather Service says their projection includes a full season of operating the state's two outlets at a daily average of 350 cubic feet per second. The agency also says the climate outlook is calling for above normal temperatures heading into the summer. Meanwhile, the agency says there's no clear signal for rainfall amounts being average or above or below normal for the rest of the spring and into the summer. The lake typically peaks in late June each year. An official with the Devil's Lake Fire Department says the public will see extra activity this weekend at a former hotel that's adjacent to Highway 2. Lieutenant Anthony Harris says firefighters from all around North Dakota will be training at the site of the former Great American Inn this weekend. Harris says the building provides a unique training opportunity for firefighters.
Don't be alarmed. We're out there just training, making sure that we're ready for our community.
That former hotel is scheduled to be torn down soon. That's a look at state headlines and Lake Region News today. For Radio Works, I'm Eric Horn.